USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Supreme Court has said it will not take up the sexual assault case against comedian Bill Cosby, leaving in place a decision by Pennsylvania's highest court to throw out his conviction and set him free from prison. The high court declined the prosecutor's request to hear the case and reinstate that conviction. Pennsylvania's Supreme Court last year threw out Cosby's conviction, saying the prosecutor who brought the case was bound by his predecessor's agreement not to charge Cosby. Cosby spent nearly 3 years in prison before Pennsylvania's high court ordered his release. Republican leaders are furious that the Biden administration is in talks with Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro, trying to pry him from his relationship with Russia. The United States cut off diplomatic efforts with Venezuela in 2019. Senator Marco Rubio said rather than produce more American oil, Biden wants to replace the oil from one murderous dictator with oil to another murderous dictator. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Many Russian soldiers are confused about why they're going to war. And with that story, here's USA's Lance Pry.
Russia's soldiers were given the wrong reasons to go to war. A Russian commander captured by Ukraine forces condemned Moscow's genocide invasion. Russia's Lieutenant Colonel Dmitry Mikhailovich, who was captured along with two other soldiers. We were told in Russia via media that Ukraine is dominated by literally, and I'm 100% wrong now, Ukraine's territory is dominated by fascists. And I feel shame that we came to this country, to this territory. This woman just standing and crying. I feel shame.
Fire crews in Florida are battling scores of wildfires that have burned more than 12,000 acres across the panhandle. Stiff winds are driving the flames as the two big fires continue to burn. Evacuation orders are in effect for several areas in Bay, Calhoun, and Gulf counties, where over 1,000 homes are under those orders. The Florida Forest Service has issued wildfire risks statewide. This is USA Radio. Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
North Korea continues its ballistic missile testing, according to South Korea, as they detected launches of missiles from an area near the North Korean capital, Pyongyang, toward the country's eastern waters. It was North Korea's ninth round of weapons launches in 2022, as it continues to use a pause in diplomacy to expand its military capabilities while attempting to pressure the Biden administration for concession. A man who hit police officers with a pipe as part of the mob that stormed the U.S. Capitol last year was sentenced to more than 4 years in federal prison. U.S. District Judge Royce Lamberth said the sentence, the maximum allowed under federal guidelines, was necessary because the insurrection was a horrible day for the country. After promises made by the Biden administration that employees would not necessarily be fired for smoking marijuana, and then those promises were broken, now smoking weed may no longer be the only potential impediment to getting a job in the Biden administration. Now, investing in cannabis companies could trip up applicants as well. The Biden administration has expanded its employee conduct guidelines to potentially deny any security clearance to individuals who have invested in companies that are involved in the marijuana business. The recently updated guidance is the latest illustration of the federal government trying to, as the product has become an accepted legal business, medication, and recreational substance in states across the country. Currently, 37 states, the District of Columbia, and some territories have legalized cannabis for medical or recreational use. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.